Chapter 14. After the brisk air of Alaska, the hot, humid atmosphere of South Carolina felt like the inside of a sauna. Pitt made a phone call and then rented a car at the Charleston airport. He drove south on Highway 52 toward the city and took the turnoff for the sprawling naval base. About a mile after turning right on Spruill Avenue, he came to a large red brick building with an ancient rusting sign perched on the roof advertising the Alhambra Iron and Boiler Company. He parked the car and walked under a high iron archway with the date 1861 suspended on a panel. The reception area took him by surprise. The furnishings were ultra-modern. Chrome was everywhere. He felt as though he'd walked onto a photo layout from Architectural Digest. A sweet young thing looked up, pursed an ever-so-small smile, and said, "Can I help you, sir?" Pitt stared into the mossy green magnolia eyes and imagined her as a former homecoming queen. "I called from the airport and set an appointment with Mr. Hunley. My name is Pitt." The recognition was automatic, and the smile didn't alter so much as a millimeter. "Yes, he's expecting you. Please come this way." She led him into an office decorated entirely in brown tones. Pitt was suddenly overwhelmed with the sensation of drowning in oatmeal. A rotund, smiling little man rose from behind an enormous kidney-shaped desk and extended his hand. "Mr. Pitt, I'm Charlie Hunley." "Mr. Hunley," Pitt said, shaking hands, "thank you for seeing me." "Not at all. Your phone call ticked my curiosity. You're the first person to ask about our boiler-making capacity in, golly, must be 40 years.
"You're out of the business?"
"Heavens, yes. Gave it up during the summer of 51. End of an era, you might say. My great-granddaddy rolled armor plate for the Confederate ironclad fleet. After World War II, my daddy figured the time had come for a change. He retooled the plant and started fabricating metal furniture. As things turned out, it was a shrewd decision."
"Did you by chance save any of your old production records?" Pitt asked.
"Unlike you Yankees who throw out everything," Hunley said with a sly smile, "we Southern boys hold on to everything, including our women."
Pitt laughed politely and didn't bother asking how his California upbringing had qualified him as a Yankee.
"After your call," Hunley continued, "I ran a search in our file storage room. You didn't give me a date, but since we only supplied 40 water tube boilers with the specifications you mentioned for Liberty ships, I found the invoice listing the serial number in question in 15 minutes. Unfortunately, I can't tell you what you don't already know."
"Was the boiler shipped to the company that supplied the engines or direct to the shipyard for installation?"
Hunley picked up the yellowing paper from his desk and studied it for a moment. "It says here we shipped to the Georgia Shipbuilding Corporation in Savannah on June 14, 1943.
Hunley picked up another piece of paper.
"Here's a report from one of our men who inspected the boilers after they were installed in the ship and connected to the engines. All that is mentioned of any interest is the name of the ship."
"Yes, I have that," said Pitt. "It was the Pilot Town."
A strange expression of puzzlement crossed Hunley's face as he restudied the inspector's report. "We must be talking about two different ships."
Pitt looked at him. Could there be a mistake?
"Not unless you wrote down the wrong serial number."
"I was careful," Pitt replied firmly.
"Then I don't know what to tell you," said Hunley, passing the paper across the desk. "But according to the inspection report, boiler number 38874 went into a Liberty ship called the San Marino.